Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is promising a Boston for all residents as he heads into a second term. Walsh easily defeated his opponent, City Councilor Tito Jackson, taking 65% of the vote to Jackson's 34% in yesterday's election. WBUR's Fred Tice reports.
Walsh is promising a hub of opportunity for every Boston neighborhood.
A city for all of us. That's what the next 4 years is all about.
Addressing supporters last night, Walsh promised universal pre-kindergarten, more housing, upgraded public housing, whether the Trump administration supports it or not. He also promised renovations of branch libraries in Dudley Square, Adams Corner, Upham's Corner, and other locations, investments in Franklin Park and Boston Common, and to continue to try to build trust between police and community. In a brief press conference afterwards, Walsh said he's thrilled by the size of his victory. He won more than 80% of the precincts and more than 80% of precincts of color, according to his campaign. He also acknowledged that Jackson's challenge made him more aware of issues dear to his opponent.
Housing was a big issue. Continuing to strengthen education was a big issue. Economic inequality is a big issue, and also creating jobs across the neighborhood. So we both heard it.
Jackson took credit for bringing some of these issues to the attention of the mayor.
I'm happy now that we now have an administration and we now have a mayor who's using the terminology that we use, which is gentrification and displacement of people in the city of Boston, that it is occurring too often in every single neighborhood.
Over the last 5 days of the race, Walsh's campaign says 2,000 volunteers placed 200,000 phone calls and knocked on 120,000 doors. It's a get-out-the-vote effort Jackson could not match because he did not have the financial resources. In Boston, it's tough to raise money if you're running against an incumbent mayor because the mayor has a say on pretty much any project in the city. But mostly, Walsh appears to have won because people are happy with Boston and with his leadership in one of the greatest economic booms in the city's nearly 400-year history. That was the opinion of Tony Groves, a chief financial officer who voted in the South End.
Seems to have done a good job. I suppose there's no negativeness surrounding Marty Walsh in my mind. So that's the reason I voted for him.
Support for Walsh held across the economic divide, from the South End, where voters made their way to the polling place past buff gym members and patrons of expensive restaurants, to the Mary Ellen McCormick Projects in South Boston, 2.5 miles away. That's where Francisco Mendez, who is disabled and does not work, voted. He worries about gangs, shootings, drugs, syringes everywhere, he says. He, too, voted for Walsh.
I like it. He's doing a great job. I think he's doing good. He's a great mayor, and I hope he's followed the step of Mayor Menino.
Walsh won South Boston and every neighborhood across the city except for Roxbury and Jamaica Plain. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.